This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The sounds of explosions and heavy gunfire echoed through Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday, despite a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Amid Sudan's crisis, a reason for joy. A newborn baby delivered in a car during a conflict that has closed many hospitals. But back in the capital, the violence continues. Tanks, artillery and strikes from the air shook Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday, witnesses said. That's despite the army and a rival paramilitary force agreeing to extend a truce by 72 hours. The United States has called persistent ceasefire violations worrying amid violence that has killed hundreds of people.
Reuters David Doyle reporting. Ukraine's defense minister Oleksiy Reznikov said Friday that a counterattack against Russia is fast approaching. At an online news briefing, Reznikov noted that Ukraine forces are, to a high percentage, ready to launch their campaign, and modern weaponry would serve as what he called an iron fist. Using hundreds of tanks and armored vehicles sent by the West, Kyiv is preparing its counteroffensive, aiming at driving Russian forces out of Ukrainian territories. The Taliban said Friday that their decision in Afghanistan to bar local women from working for the United Nations was an internal social matter of Afghanistan that all countries should respect. The statement came a day after the 15-member UN Security Council unanimously passed a resolution demanding the Taliban end its restrictions on women's access to education and work. The resolution was co-sponsored by more than 90 countries. More at our